So thank you so much, Christina, and to all of you that made today possible, because today is an achievement. Good afternoon to all that are here with us. I could not be there in Valencia. I would love to, but I also just came back from Canada and was not possible to be there with you today presenting live, so I'm doing it remotely. But I do have a great honor of presenting the first deliverables of this initiative, this global initiative, which is Discovering the Cityverse. Because I hope that the work that we have done, it actually helps cities and helps the world go from strategy to implementation, because that's what's necessary at the moment. So I'll just ask if you can put my presentation up. So I'll go through it. Strategy direction. Yes. So the next page, please. The next one. So the just we're going a little bit backwards to speak a little bit what was this global initiative on virtual worlds and AI. So the objectives that we had as a group, and this the first one was to serve as an avenue for developing normative frameworks addressing principles, enables, and governments for applying metaverse solutions in cities. The second one was providing training and host events to disseminate knowledge, raising awareness, and share best practice and solutions around the world. The third was deliver a sandbox environment to test and experiment with metaverse scenarios in cities around the world. So this was the three objectives that we had. Next slide, please. Okay, so we had to identify a number of cases worldwide. We focused first on new case scenarios that covered AI, VR, AR, digital twins, and tracking together insights for opportunities, risks, maturity level, and also horizons. So the next slide, please. But first, I want you to take you back a little bit of how it all started, because this was not a one-person job. It was a collaboration between people that had a similar vision that what Anish was talking about, a vision that is very people-centered, a vision of creating a new world, having the opportunity now to create what will be the world of the future, what will be the cities of the future. And this was very important for us. So I'll just present you the group of people who were involved in this. We had a lovely, a wonderful coordinator with Luisa Barca. We had in a theme under urban planning, placemaking and infrastructure was led by Dr. Stephen Brown. City administration services and public participation was led by Eva Uzova. Economic development, education and tourism was led by me. Transport and mobility was led by our colleague Joe Appleton. And public safety, health, disaster and resilience was led by Dr. Alison Brooks. So what I'm trying for you to understand is the scope of people and knowledge and expertise that came to deliver this first work. From my side, and can speak about my side, was very important for me. If we're going to do something that it's going to work worldwide, to have people from across the world. So the people that I've chose to be in my group are from Africa to North America, to Australasian region, to Europe. So I had one person at least from each part of the continent, because we are all at different levels of knowledge of technology, different levels of readiness for the future. So it was very important that the use cases that we were going to identify and we're going to analyze were ready to be able to be implemented in any part of the world. So that was easily accessible, was easily to understand, and was ready to be implemented in any part of the world. So this was very important. And the people that made part of the group were people that from all sides of the globe, which made the meetings a little bit was probably the hardest part of working with the group was actually the timetable, so the timing, because while for ones were like 5 o'clock in the morning, the others were midnight or 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock. But we worked together because we really wanted to achieve this. We really wanted to do something that the world, that as a base and a guideline for the world to use. And had to come from the heart. So because had to come from people to people, not from technology or what the latest technology is doing, but how we can use technology as a tool to make a better world and to think about people in the center, because that's what's important. So was very important to have this group of people from worldwide, from with different experiences, with different expertise. And the fact that they all had a similar vision was very nice to actually come together and were able to do everything. Yes, it was a few months. Anish mentioned it was amazing that in a few months we could do all this work, but our heart was in it. So I just want to thank each one of them for being part of it and sharing that vision. So the next slide, please. Okay, so the use case prioritization that we had, first of all, was alignment with SDGs. Was very important that each case had to contribute to one or more SDG targets. The second one, as I mentioned, was scalability. Is it relevant to multiple cities? Can only be done in one place, for example, in Europe, or is it okay to do it in Africa and in Asia and in Australia and New Zealand? So all this was very thought. You know, we have this thought process and scalability in the back of our minds when we're choosing the use cases. The third one was the impact. How impactful will be the case study for social, economic, and environmental outcomes? So we didn't just think of technology. We thought about the impact that this technology will have in the world. The fourth was feasibility. What is the long-term maintenance and resource requirements? What is time to value? Because this is also important, because if it's something that will not give the results that we and the solutions that we were envision, why would cities invest in them? So all these four priorities were thought through in every single case. Please, can we please go to the next slide? Okay, so. So we found a number of cases. We found many more of these cases. And we had to go through a process of examining, analyzing, and choosing 10 for each area. So the first one was Horizon 1, which are examples and use cases that are currently deployed. So they're currently in use already. They're currently being used somewhere in the world and only needs to be replicated. The second one, Horizon 2, was piloting. So these are cases that are still in the piloting phase, but can be ready to implement in a short run. The third one are cases that are still in discovery, but have such a great potential that we found that we should mention them, and we should already prepare the world for what's coming, because the discovery phase was seen as very important as well, because we don't need to be ready for what's already in place. We need to be ready for what's coming next. And Horizon 3 gave us that. Please go to the next slide, please. So first we came up with a Cityverse use case taxonomy overview, which I give you the QR code, which was launched on the second UN Virtual Worlds Day on June the 12th. And provided participants with an opportunity to explore the evolving landscape of Cityverse use cases and tangible examples of best practice from around the world. It was important to be tangible, because when we talk about virtual worlds and these new technologies, it's something that is intangible. People cannot imagine how it will be on the practical side, on the day-to-day use. So to give them something that it's tangible that they can see with a link to for people to see them working, to see the results already. It gives some comfort and also builds some trust. Can we have the next slide, please? So now, what we have now? So now officially that's the new launch from strategy to action, shaping the future. It's a Cityverse use case taxonomy, global insights, and implementation pathways. So we didn't just keep to the use cases to give you an example. We're actually giving you the insights and the implementation pathways to make it easier for cities to go through that path. So the overarching framework is officially released today, and presents sector-specific insights and detailed use cases in the areas of urban planning, placemaking, and infrastructure, city administration, services, and public participation, economic development, education and tourism, transport and mobility, and public safety, health, and disaster resilience. So this is a comprehensive reference designed to inform policymakers, industry leaders, city officials, and other stakeholders on the opportunities and pathways for Cityverse implementation. So this is the action side. Can we please move to the next one? So let's start with the first theme, which is urban planning, placemaking, and infrastructure. As I told you, there's Horizon 1, Horizon 2, and Horizon 3 cases. For urban implementation, for urban planning, we have virtual urban placemaking, digital underground asset mapping, interactive public spaces, and nature-centric digital planning. For piloting cases that I have to remind you that this was done throughout last year, beginning of this year. So some of these cases that we've already updated are already from piloting to current deployment. So this is something that it's evolving. So climate change adaptation planning, built environment, life cycle and material use, gaming for urban experience planning, and XR interactive urban infrastructure planning. For the discovery, we saw agentic urban environment and climate reverse for sustainability storytelling. So modern urban planning should be based on state-of-the-art urban technology and infrastructure that anticipates and forecasts the evolution of energy, water, transport, and security systems, fostering readiness and positive opportunities for future-proof cities. So this is the use of technologies and emerging technologies to forecast and predict what's going to happen, not to wait and see things happen and then having to change or the way that we do urban planning. This actually forecasts and predicts and makes cities ready for the future. The next one, please. The second theme, which city administration, services, and public participation, adds also 10 cases. In Horizon 1, current being deployed was enabled field works, urban air quality monitoring, and smart waste management and recycling. Piloting cases, there were immersive city service deliveries, citizen sentiment mapping, interactive community support programs, civil servant onboarding and training, and virtual town halls. For discovering phase, we saw next generation services and immersive library and community service. So here we saw how adopting digital technologies to transform governance and enhance public services, foster meaningful citizen engagement through public service delivery, citizen participation, and co-creation, sustainable city operations, and transparency and accountability. What I was talking about being people-centered, this was a true example of it, because it's how citizens can actually engage and co-create their environment. Can we have the next one, please? The third one, and this one I can talk and talk and talk hours about it, but I only have 10 minutes. Because it was the one that was my group, and it's economic development, education, and tourism. So we saw this how co-fluencing the digital and the physical environments to transform cities, how cities address the experiences and interactions of people, and interactions of people with their leisure, professional, and business surroundings. So envision a world with a transformed economy system, because this is a must do, and a more effective and immersive education approach, whereby tourism is based on sustainable and cultural continuous impact. This is very important to think that way, because Anish was saying, you know, can for us to let our imagination flow. And here, we have to go almost through that song that John Lennon wrote, Imagine, because here, we, all these experts, all from around the world, we could see what technologies were being used for today, but we have to imagine how they could be used in different sectors in the future, from a range of all economic development, education, and tourism. So currently deployed, we found four cases, which was immersive interactive tourism, which is already happening in a lot of cities, virtual skills training hubs, very important in terms of education, digital heritage preservation. It's something that we don't want to miss. So usually when we talk about technology, we think that history is going to be left behind. But no, technology actually gives us tools for us to continue our heritage, our preservation, our cultural identification. So this is something that if we move it to the virtual world and to the digital, it will give continuance to this and will not be lost from generation to generation as it's happening now. We are in a world that we learn from history, we learn from generation to generation through storytelling, to what we learn at school. So preserving that is very important for our future. And the next one was future careers exposure. So the way we learn now, it's not the way that we're going to learn in the future. And it's very important, well, when we choose really what we like to do, when we identify that we have a way of knowing exactly how it feels to be in that position. So just going back still on the other slide, please. The three? No? Okay. So one of the other things on discovery level that we have to take into account is hybrid economy. So we are in a world where it's, highs and lows. All the time, we cannot predict, or we're predicting, and something is happening like conflicts and diseases, and all that's affecting worldwide. But if we become more resilient and have a hybrid economy that can work in the virtual and also in the physical world, and can exchange between them, this is something that will give us resilience for the future. The next one, please. So transport and mobility, one of the main challenges that cities face nowadays. We had, we focus on leveraging virtual worlds to transform the way people and goods move through cities, spanning from public transport to active transportation and micro mobility, private vehicles, urban logistics, freight, and the transformation of stations, city ports and airports into integrated multimodal transport hubs. So this is a completely different idea of what we see today as a bus station or going to the airport. This is multimodal transport hubs. And this obviously is in discovery phase, but there was others on current deployment and piloting examples as well. So we'll move to the next one. For last, we look at public safety, health, and disaster resilience. This is one of the most important things nowadays, especially with everything that is happening in the world. How do we rebuild after a disaster? So we saw current deployment, immersive operational command and control, public health emergency, real-time management, and hazard prediction and forecasting. In piloting phase, we saw emergency response, real-time facilitation, cyber threat simulation for critical infrastructure. Anish was talking about one of the next papers being about cybersecurity. This is very This is a very important phase. Emergency response for using simulation and interactive emergency communication. We also saw in discovery phase already digital crime scene investigation, virtual post-disaster assessments, and participatory water scarcity management. So the public safety, health, and disaster resilience theme focus on harnessing virtual worlds to transform how cities protect and support their communities from emergency response, public health management, crime prevention, disaster preparedness, and critical infrastructure protection. So I ask you to go to the next slide, please. Okay, so how we go from here? First, I invite you to read this deliverable. On behalf of all my colleagues and I truly believe that it's very well written and it's a very practical guide that any city can use. So where we go from here, how we go to be able to implement these use cases. First of all these have common goals and were based, like I said before, on the SDGs. Now, when we are doing this, we felt like we are about time travelers, that we could travel to the future and see the potentials of these technologies. And then we had, on a day-to-day basis, we had to come back to the real world and see the challenges that we're still facing. So we were going from being focused on the solutions to then going to today's world where there's fear of change and there's fear of this emerging technology. And when we go beyond fear and we focus just on the solutions, we were able to go almost to the future and come back. So I want you to read these deliverables and look at these words that are included in each case: predictive forecasting, optimization, better decision making, inclusion, resilience, sustainability, post-disaster recovery, hybrid economy, things happening in real time, interactive, immersive, participatory, adaptable, balanced, preservation, heritage, reuse, and collaboration, sustainability as well. So these are the words of the future. These are the words that we need to focus to build the new world. So let's go beyond fear, because the next steps to action is actually concentrating on goal 17, partnerships for the goals. This part, I leave them to Anush and Ernesto, because they're doing a great job already having 70 participants, 70 partners. And this is how we're going to achieve something. We actually have to collaborate, and together we'll achieve much more. The next slide, please. Can we just go to the next slide? Okay. So, the final message to take: let us build the new world together. Because when we have these use cases and we implement each of them, although there's many more now that came to mind and came to my knowledge as well. The basis, when we're doing this, we have to think, if we all work together, it's going to be so much easier to achieve interoperability, which is absolutely fundamental, security, essential, and robust governance, because these three together are the only elements that we need to build trust. And with trust, then people are more readily to be prepared for the future. So this terminates my presentation. I thank you all, and I hope that, as John Lennon said, on the song Imagine All the People Living for Today, I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Thank you.